Welcome to the Guts Church Podcast. My name is Kennedy Shear, and thanks so much for joining us. Today, we have a great word from my dad, Pastor Bill Shear. If this ministry has changed your life, will you let us know? Send us an email to story@gutschurch.com.
Listen, I want you to know, we go to God on the basis of God's provision, not our need. God's not moved by our need. Man, the blind man comes up to Jesus, and man, he's got to fight his way through. Remember, Son of David, have mercy on me. And the ushers there were trying to keep him quiet, and he cried out all the more. And Jesus said, let him come to me. And he fights his way through the crowd. He's blind. He's trying to fight Jesus. Jesus said, no, I'm over here, bro. And Jesus said this, hey, what can I do for you? Obviously blind. He said that I might see. He didn't have to tell him the story. He didn't have to tell him the reason why. He didn't have to give an explanation. He didn't have to make any excuses. He just said, hey, I just want to see. You might be here today and you might say, I just want to breathe without restriction. You might be here today and you might say, I just want to begin to walk and run on my own. I just want strength to come back in my body to have a fulfilling life. I mean, listen, I believe it's all about the basics. See, understand this. Healing is not this big, audacious thing in the kingdom of God. Healing's just what happens. You know, we have to believe that we receive. That's the whole idea of this. In Mark 11, 22, Jesus said, look, have the faith of God. Have the God kind of faith. See, God's given us his life. He's given us his peace. He's given us his joy. Why would we think he differ in faith? It's not about my faith. It's about the God faith that's on the inside of me. I got the faith of God. I'm just here to tell you. And you know what's interesting about God is God on the sixth day, go back and look at this in Genesis. I did this morning because it hit me, the amazing thing about God. On the sixth day, he made man. The sixth day. Wait a minute, God. I'm supposed to be the apple of your eye. Hey, God, your word says you're constantly mindful of us. How is it that you waited till the sixth day? You know why? Because the first 5 days, God put all the provision together for man to have incredible life, and then he made man. And I believe the way God does anything is the way he does everything. So I believe that is what he's done in our life. If you have need, the provision's already been made. If there's a gift that you're looking for, it's already been given. I'm just telling you, God's already provided it. We just have to believe that we're receiving. Mark 11, 23, it says, and we speak to that mountain, that authority that hovers over us. It might be arthritis. It might be cancer. It might be terminal cancer. It might be a chronic disease, whatever it might be. I'm telling you, I'm not here to play with those things. See, what I want to do is magnify the Lord. I want to make God bigger. And you know what? As God gets bigger, that disease gets smaller. See, so in verse 23 of Mark 11, he says, and you say to that mountain, that cancer, be removed and be cast into the sea, and then don't receive any doubt in your heart. The Bible says you'll have whatever you say. I'll tell you, I sat out in our truck, and I was with Pastor Sandy. We drove here together this morning, and I was just sitting there, and Sandy said, hey, Bill, are you coming in? I said, yeah. But what I was doing, I was sitting there, and listen, I was taking note, and I was thinking, I'm competitive. Anybody else competitive in here? Man, let's get competitive today. Let's run the devil out of every home in this place today in the name of Jesus. See, and so I'm sitting there, and she asked me, it dawned on me what I was doing. I was thinking, you know what? When I get up this morning, I should have made a mark on a piece of paper for every time the devil tempted me to doubt. Because I promise you, it would have been dozens of times. I'm sitting out in our truck, outside the door, getting ready to walk in, And doubt hits me. But the Bible says this. You say to this mountain, be removed to be cast into the sea, and don't receive the doubt. You'll have whatever you say. Verse 24, for when you stand praying, believe that you receive, and you'll have whatever you say. See, the doubt seems so real because it's based on facts. I'm sitting in my truck in the parking spot outside, and I'm thinking, what if people leave here sick? What if people leave here and die? But you know, here's the bottom line. There's equal access for everybody in here for God's healing provision. But see, listen, the Bible says this. It doesn't say, like, it gets a point where it's like, hey, come and see. But then once you're there, it's then taste and see. You have to ingest it. You have to taste it. Man, I can taste the healing provision, the healing power of God. I hear the sound of the abundance of health in this place today. See, that's what's here today. See, the enemy's going to try to give you doubt. I'm just asking you, there's a couple simple things that I'm going to ask you to do. And I'm just going to ask you to make a decision to trust me today and just be obedient. Just let simple obedience have its way. Because the Bible says this, in Matthew 7:7, Jesus said, look, ask and it'll be given to you. Seek and you'll find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. The eighth verse says, for whomever asks, receives. See, it's not about God giving it to you today. It's already been given. I'm just telling you, healing is here. It's about you receiving it. You know, some of you guys that are brand new in this, man, it's like Little League football. You run that pass route, and the coach will coach that 8-year-old or that 10-year-old kid and say, listen, you throw that ball when you see him turn and you see the numbers on his chest. And that kid's running that route, and he'll turn, and the quarterback will see his number, and he'll throw the ball and try to split those numbers. But you know what? You get into high school, you get into college, you get into professional football. That's not how it happens. Man, a lot of times, man, that ball's thrown before that receiver makes his cut and turns to catch the ball. I mean, it's like, just like that. And I'm telling you, be ready today. Be ready to run the route that the quarterback, would be me today, calls in the huddle, run the route. And I'm telling you, when you turn and you make your cut, be looking for that ball because it's going to hit your hands. It's going to be that simple. It's going to be you receiving it today. See, it's not about us trusting God to give it. It's about trusting God that we receive it. He whom asks receives. You seek, you'll find. You knock, the door will be open to you. You're not going to be left out in the cold today. I'm telling you, this is a day of breakthrough. This is a day of healing. And what you've got to do is you got to turn the accelerator up on your expectancy. Are you expected today? Yes. See, and now what you've got to do is you've got to, don't manage your doubt. You reject your doubt in the name of Jesus. And see, and that's where we have to go. That's where we have to get to this. We've got to believe God that that he's ordered our steps. Man, I'm telling you, God has brought you here today. In Isaiah, the 53rd chapter, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. Now listen, and by his stripes, we were healed. By his stripes, we were healed. But listen, that we are healed. You fast forward to the new covenant, the prophecy's been fulfilled. Peter writes it down in 1 Peter 2:24. By whose stripes you were healed. See, Isaiah prophesied that you are healed. And they're like, oh my gosh, you're kidding me. Healing was on its way and it's come. And you know what? But Peter communicated it very differently. He said you were healed. He bore our sins on his own body, that we were dead in sin, that we might become the righteousness of God in Christ. See, the power that God's given us is no different than the power that God gave Jesus. It's the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead that dwells in us. See, to determine that, we have to believe and therefore speak. And that's what determines that power. See, the Holy Spirit on the earth, what's interesting is God's made us kings on this earth. Well, since Jesus is in heaven and Jesus sits at the right hand of God, he had become the King of Kings. Now listen to me. You're a king over your life. You have dominion. You say to this mountain, you say to this spirit of infirmity, be removed and be cast into the sea, and don't receive any doubt in your heart. Man, I've had doubt of doubt, but let me just tell you, the Bible says, taking the shield of faith, which is able to quench, above all the armament that God's given us, above all, we take the shield of faith, which is able to quench all the fiery darts of the evil one. Listen, and nothing will by any means harm you. See, that's the promise that God's given us. I'm telling you, this is a sure thing. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. God's faithful. That's all that matters. All that matters is you're here, you're a willing vessel, and God's faithful. And here's what God's going to do. God's going to baptize you in health. What God's going to do, he's going to take your earthen vessel. You got to empty yourself out. You got to pour yourself out as an offering to the Lord. And you know what? You take that as a vessel, and you allow God to fill it up with his power. That's why the Bible says this, to be filled with the Holy Spirit. The original text says to be being filled with the Spirit. You know what comes with his Spirit? Boldness to proclaim health. That's what comes with his Spirit. If you're here today and you have a need in your body or your mind, your emotions, for healing, just for whatever reason, it might be arthritis, it might be a broken limb, it might be clinical depression, you just might be super anxious. Man, there's a need for physical, emotional, or mental health in your life right here and right now. I want you to stand wherever you are. Just stand. If you have a need in your life for health, just stand. Listen, you can't hesitate. The quarterback's calling the play, and we're all going to run it. I'm just telling you, we're all in one accord here today. It's where God moves. The Bible says where two or more gathered in his name, he joins us, he's in the midst of us. And where two agree is touching anything. Now you're standing in just a need to receive health today. It's not about God giving it to you. That's already happened. God's already given it to you. It's about you receiving it today. That's what it is. I believe there's a couple more of you that are still sitting bound in fear. God hasn't given you a spirit of fear. And let me tell you, you break that spirit of fear by standing, that spirit of infirmity be broken over your life in Jesus' name. Please, if you have a need of healing in your body, listen. This is the sixth day. God's creating a new you. The five previous days, he created everything that you need to have fulfilling life. God, I pray today that every organ and tissue of every body here functions in the perfection that you created it to function. I forbid any malfunction in any person's body in this place in Jesus' name. Now, everyone who's standing in Sepulpa, Skytook, in Tulsa, wherever you might be watching this. Yeah, if you're watching this online, just stand wherever you are right now. I'm going to pray and I'm going to ask you to pray along with me. And you see what's going to happen. See, you praying with me today is going to activate that receptor that's on the inside of you. And it's going to open up your life for healing. You ready? Let's pray. Father, your word has become a part of me. It's flowing in my bloodstream. It functions in every cell of my body, restoring and transforming my body. Your word has become flesh. You sent your word and healed me. Your word has manifested in my body, causing disease to disappear. A thing of the past, I make a demand of my body to function properly in Jesus' name. Now, God, I thank you for an activation of receptivity of your gift to heal today, God. We receive it by faith.
Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. If you'd like more information about the ministries of Guts Church, visit our website at gutschurch.com.